The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, my lips, and my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It was a dark and stormy night. The windows closed, the doors were locked, and then I heard. I was walking down the street, beautiful sunny day. And then around the corner I saw an English class. Teacher used to give us an assignment periodically, a creative writing experiment. She would start us off with some line, maybe a paragraph, and we were supposed to come up with something interesting out of something ordinary. As the semester went on, the stories got more and more bizarre after we figured out, well, that's what she wanted. She wanted to start from the normal to the extraordinary. The gospel today reminded me of that creative writing assignment. Jesus gives us three little vignettes, three, for instances, of people just going about their daily business and then something happens. In the first, in the days of Noah, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. The second, for instance, of men and women working on a farm, doing chores, grinding grain. The third one always sounds more like a police report to me. The owner of this burgled house tells us, he would have stayed awake, he would have kept watch, if only he knew that the thief was coming in the night. Everything normal, everything ordinary, and then something happens. Something life-changing happens. And Jesus wants to tip us off to that something being the coming of the Son of Man. We begin Advent today, this brand new season. This is a season where the early part of Advent, our focus is on the end times. It's on the return of Jesus. And I wonder, how seriously do we really take that? My guess is about as seriously as we take that safety announcement when you get on an airplane. You know, the one that starts with, "In the event of loss of cabin pressure, oxygen masks will descend from the overhead compartment." You've heard that? Lived through that? Probably haven't memorized. But really, yeah, you've heard it, but do we really pay any attention to it? In the same way, How many Advents have come and gone, and still the Son of Man has not come yet. Or maybe he has. The gospel today wants to shake us up a little bit, put a pin in our routine, make us a little disoriented. The gospel today wants us to think that even after 2,000 years, maybe today,